listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius, and the kid here with us in the dog bowl in Berea. The kid in the house. The kid, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Well, before I get to what I'm really here to say, I'll give you salutations. Happy New Year to everyone.
There's salutations.
Two people that are going to get crushed today. One of them is sitting right across from me. He knows why, and he'll hear in a minute. But first off, everyone doing well?
Doing well, man.
Living a dream, living a dream.
He's calling you out, Wilhelm.
Let's go. Well, let's go ahead. I guess right out the gate. Right,
well, first, I'd like to
wait, hold on a sec. Head first, feet first, or just all in? What are you doing?
I brought the cookies as sort of a peace offering here, but I'm going to I'm going to go after former offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns first. I mean, first of all, the two of you guys yesterday, it was like a funeral, and I think it should be a party. I did a little bit of research, actually, and the average points scored by Kyle Shanahan offenses in his offensive coordinator career, 21.4. That means there's only 10 teams worse than him at scoring points. Zero playoff wins in Kyle Shanahan's tenure as an offensive coordinator. You know, and then the guy rips the franchise on the way out. I say good riddance. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
There it is, the kid. So who would you like to see? Who would you like to see come in as the Browns offensive coordinator?
Well, I like the name Kavanaugh, but then listening to Joe and Matt talk about Bill Callahan and his propensity for the run game and his offensive line background, I think that's
that
the way
we fit. Yeah.
That's the way we have to go. I mean, we're going to no matter who our quarterback is next year, it's going to be a game manager type situation, and he knows how to run the ball. Ray will get in a couple more linemen, and we already have a good line. Let's just, you know, take the style and go with it.
I like the Callahan, and again, to just reiterate, I like the fact that he's been a head coach. So he brings experience with him, too, well beyond just being an offensive coordinator and a run game specialist, which is, you know, well needed here in Cleveland. I think that Mike Pettine, as he grows, he has his guys that he brought with him, but he'll be able to grow with those guys as we move forward.
We have a very famous man that just peeked his head into the studio, folks.
Sashi Brown, ladies and gentlemen, peeking into the studio. Let me ask you this. As we talked about, the quarterback is going to be, you know, you said a game manager. I think obviously you want that, but you want a game manager plus. You hope Johnny Manziel can take that step. Yeah, I don't know if you heard us in the first hour talking about how Kurt Warner has basically offered to help any young quarterback become better at his craft, and Colin Kaepernick took him up on that. Wouldn't you like to see Johnny Manziel take him up on that?
Yeah, I'll pull out some money to pay for Johnny's flight ticket. Here's the first $10 towards Johnny's flight ticket.
It looks like he spent all his money on those big cookies right there, boys.
He did bring in some nice big cookies.
Those are big cookies.
I'll give him a cookie for the plane ride also.
Big money, big cookies.
Big money, big cookies. Now, you're also here. One person has fallen victim to you, Kyle Shanahan. You have closed the door on him. You're ready to move on there.
I mean,
there's somebody else in your crosshairs.
Let me just ask you one
question.
Yes.
If the U was playing in the national championship game, do you think Michael Irvin would be on the sideline or at home watching the game?
On the sideline.
So why is the captain of the national championship Ohio State Buckeyes not going to be on the sideline on Monday night?
To clarify, I was not a captain, surprisingly, of that 2002 team. I was just a flat-out baller on that team.
I like it. I like it.
Second of all,
very good.
I've answered this question many times, even still just today, and I come across as a very prima donna, but I don't like jumping through hoops for many people. And to go to the spectacle that is Jerry World and jump through the hoops and have to deal with lines and will call and picking up my tickets and being verified for passes and dealing with all that riffraff of waiting in traffic and waiting in lines is so not my bag of tricks.
On a second. This sounds to me like, number one, I'm sad that all of that came out of your mouth. Number two, I feel like the Buckeyes should have something in place for great players of the past where you're coming, you're getting a limo ride to the game. You think Michael Irvin is picking up his tickets at will call?
No, but by the way, my Buckeye friends were already that are going to be in Dallas were already ready to buy you drinks. Hell, they would have given you a limo ride to the game. I mean, I got guys who were all excited. I was going to set up.
It's never too late.
Well, get a plane ticket.
And also, too, the very fact is, not only I could, of course, you know, go out of my way to acquire tickets, which was easily done, but when I reached out to some very valid sources that had tickets, i.e. teammates, they were trying to charge me double face value. So they're trying to make money on their teammate, which, of course, rubbed me the wrong way, which only diminished me wanting to go.
Listen, I'll get you season tickets in the big house if you want.
Matt, answer this question, though. Didn't you say it was hard with Urban, though? Urban's kind of a different guy. So
it is.
He kind of limits the access that Former's
had. He limits the access to anybody that was not an Urban guy. We're outside looking in. I'm a Tressel-era guy, you know, a Cooper-era guy. And there is. It's like an elephant in the room when you're at the Woody Hayes facility as a non-Urban guy. It's just the way you're accepted, but only to a certain extent. It's at arm's length.
See, that just proves to me that he's a bit of a fraud. I mean, he came in saying he
was
Mr.
But can he win football games?
He can win football games. He was Mr. Ohio State, this, that, and the other. He should be embracing you. He should be embracing Michael Doss. He should be embracing you. You guys were the last team in the entire conference to win the national championship.
Bro, you are speaking my language. That easy street into Dallas, I would have been all in twofold. You know, but to jump through the hoops and acquiring tickets and where are they and someone trying to double charge.
So unless somebody rolls out the red carpet for Matt Wilhelm, they're not getting Matt Wilhelm at the national championship.
No, you're not.
I'm going to take Matt's side.
It's not too late, folks.
Matt, I'm going to take your side on this because I have a really, really hard time going to pro football games. I haven't been to one for one. I went to one game. I take it back. It was the Hall of Fame game. Dallas played somebody 2 years ago.
That's Buffalo.
Was it Buffalo in a preseason game and the Hall of Fame game? But
yeah.
Regardless.
And that's debatable if that's a pro football game.
Right. So I go to the game, though. But when you've got to ask for credentials and people look at you and question and you're having this guy that's obese ask you for your credentials and you want to flash your Super Bowl ring in his forehead and say, I played 11 years. How's that? And
yes.
they want to kick you off the field. It's really, really hard, and it's not an ego thing, but when you did play, you got to do things a lot easier. You jump on the bus, you go over,
that's
you roll in the stadium. I'm not going there to ask for an autograph. I want to go watch my team play, and that's it. I don't want to do anything.
I'll swim across Lake Erie in January for Jim Harbaugh when the Michigan gets the national championship to go to that game.
Never!
You could actually walk across it right now. It's frozen.
I'm going to hold you to that, by the way. Everybody heard that. He will swim across
Speedo.
Lake Erie.
Speedo?
Did you hear
Speedo.
The story, by the way, about that former
I call
the Miami Dolphin?
Oh, Conrad.
Conrad, who swam 9 hours?
I call, you know what I call.
No,
I don't
9 miles.
Nine miles.
9 miles might have took him 9 hours.
It took him nine hours. No chance that's a true story. Maybe
what?
He swam a quarter of a mile.
What do you mean?
9 miles?
Can you say for me,
my
swimming would be bloop, 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 right to the bottom of the ocean.
He swam 9 miles.
Johnny, where is your white swan? I need it.
I would swim 9 miles if my life was on the line. It doesn't mean you're swimming
nine miles
isn't straight.
Isn't that like equivalent to running like 50 miles?
Sure.
People learn from Cuba.
Do you want to see your kids again or not?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be dumb enough to have my boat on
He's got a
autopilot 36. while I'm
you're by yourself.
Over the edge.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. So he's in the water for 10 to 12 hours. That's what the Coast Guard said. So I believe it, but I
don't believe it.
You can float. You can backflow. You don't have to swim the entire time. You can backflow. So you swim, you backflow. You swim, you backflow. You swim, you backflow.
He might
have
had.
Your life is on the line, and you're just going to, what are you just going to go? You're going to just fall into the water?
Why would he have the boat on autopilot?
I love the water, though. I don't mind swimming.
He's fishing. Got a 36-foot center console, kid.
Well, I guess I'm not.
Triples on the back.
I imagine you have more experience as a fisherman than I do.
The kid is a yachtsman.
He's a yachtsman. He's a yachtsman. He's a polo yachtsman.
He's a yachtsman.
There's only one thing I need to be doing
out
on a
polo.
Fishing boat, and it's not fishing.
Listen,
Joe's grandpa would too.
He let me tell you something.
He'd be your first hand, your deckmate.
He would be. He'd be his first mate. He's first mate. I think he did it. Why would you make that up?
Like, no, I think he did it too.
Why would you make that up?
We're getting away from the point here of Wilhelm not going to the national.
Well, Championship. What I'm saying is, you'd swim across Lake Erie. This guy's swimming 9 miles, and Wilhelm could fly on a plane, stay in a nice hotel, go there, and he won't do it.
Listen, here's the other thing, too. When he played football as a fullback, there's a chance the guy probably had, 10% body fat? After you're done with your football career, you put on a lot of weight. Therefore, he probably was able to bob and float in that water for a long time.
Yeah.
So, all right. I believe it.
Wilhelm.
Yes.
If the Buckeyes make it to another national championship, let's say they go again next year, are you going to be there? Have you felt the peer pressure? Do you feel right now that you have 48 hours to right this wrong?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's. Okay. There's got to be some famous Buckeyes listening to the show right now. One of you famous teammates,
Doug Bloom,
Matt Wilhelm. Matt Wilhelm helped you win a national championship, and you want to make money off the
guy? He was a straight-up baller.
I mean, come on.
I don't need charity, that's for sure.
He'll pay his way. He's just not paying double.
He shouldn't have to pay his way.
There's no way.
Let me tell you something.
If you were a Michigan man, and Harbaugh would not make you pay for your ticket.
Thank you. And also, too, honest with you, is up to last week, I mean, the parents had to pay, which was a stretch.
Does this make you want to shake Urban Meyer's hand or not?
I would still shake. Well, if he wins, yes. If he doesn't, no.
If he loses, do you feel it will be partially because you're not there? I still think you should be there. You have 48 hours.
I know. It's tough. You know what?
The ticket prices are bottoming out.
I'm at the point right now where I
call my good friend Mark Lang at Amazing Tickets.
I've talked to Mark.
I know a guy. I know a guy that's got the coach's box there in Dallas.
He does.
I've got connections.
You might hug. You could get hugged by Chris Christie.
Wait a minute.
The governor of New Jersey.
That means nothing to me.
He had a very nice. What do you think of that hug of his with Jerry Jones?
How awkward did that guy look up there?
Oh, man.
I mean, he looked awkward. Like, he didn't know, like, he would look to see if they were clapping, then he would clap, and then when
like
they would hug.
That
it
whole
was like
box somebody is awkward, and that's something that I'm over.
It was like a total
Saturday Night
Live. Well, Jerry Jones himself is awkward, and with all the stories about his 18-year-old, and I use the word 18-year-old with air quotes, girlfriends, and he's got his son-in-law wiping his glasses. I mean, come on, enough is enough. Let's put a black tarp over the thing. We don't need to see that box anymore.
They do show that box.
By the way, my buddy Beatbox just texted me and said, tell Wilhelm I'll get him on the sidelines for Michigan OSU at the Big House. You just have to wear a Michigan hat. And he'll roll out the red carpet.
Is this deal or no deal?
It's deal or no deal. Roll out red carpet.
I wouldn't
no hassle.
Take that deal. I won't let you take
that. I would never. That's why I said deal or no deal. No deal. I'm slamming that case closed.
No deal.
You mean when we go to the shoe to see Michigan, Ohio State, we're not even going to be on the sidelines?
We can.
He'll let us for that game?
For that game. That's the hardest thing is again, we're dealing with a whole different animal now because we're not playing at the home stadium on one of the two teams. This neutral site thing, especially at Jerry World, the security. I mean, it was hard enough just to get a press pass for some people. They were limiting press passes, so that's
Matt Wilhelm.
That's the tough part. Yeah,
that's
the
problem here.
It's irrelevant.
You're Matt Wilhelm.
The border of Ohio, I guess.
Good point.
I don't know.
All right. I'm expecting – now, I know we're doing Ohio State Buckeyes Daily on Monday, which I'm sure you're excited about, the kid.
Kid, do you want to come?
But I'm –
come in for that. That'd be great.
You go to the game, and I'll sit here in your seat.
All right.
And you know how hard that will be for me to sit in on Ohio State Daily.
Are you pro Ohio State on Monday or
well,
no?
Well, here's the thing. I think that really, as a Big Ten guy, I should be.
And
but
you're not.
In my heart of hearts, there's only one way that I can actually root for Ohio State, and that's to bet on them. So I'll be betting on them just to force myself to root for them.
To change sides really quick, though, I would think that if Michigan – because – I don't have that pure hatred for Michigan. We poke fun because it is what I said it is. It's fun.
Right.
But Michigan was my number two choice, you know, so I was this close to
going
to Michigan.
Strong-armed.
I was strong-armed to go to Ohio State, and thank God that I did.
$1,000 in cash will do that for you.
Not me. Not this guy.
It was a 5,000.
It was a forearm to the throat. But I don't have that hatred for Michigan. And like I said, I love the Harbaugh hire. It's not something I'm scared of because it adds relevancy to the Big Ten. It adds relevancy to the book that you gave me. You know, Ohio State, Michigan, it's back where it should be if Harbaugh does diligence to the opportunity, which I believe that he will.
Can I just jump in with Penn State now, too? The fact that we get to go back to the bowl games. Listen, we get to go back to the bowl games, and we actually get to kind of add a little more relevance to Ohio State. Or to the Big Ten, I'm sorry, in general.
No doubt.
Because there's no question that it's been watered down. We've had our issues. Everybody knows it. But I think when you now get the Harbaughs in at Michigan, obviously Ohio State's playing for a national championship. Penn State now has an opportunity to go out there and have their full recruiting class as well as get, you know, they did play in a bowl game and beat Boston College. But the Big Ten, I think, has an opportunity to come back. Michigan has to step up.
And I got to see Brady Hoke sit down yesterday with, I believe it was Mike and Mike, as well as James Franklin. And I have nothing but good things to say about James Franklin. Is he the right guy for the job? I believe so. It's can he Can he get those can he get those kids to buy into the system? And I think a bowl game and full recruiting classes will be a huge step in the right direction.
Was that a Freudian slip saying Brady Hoke, not Jim Harbaugh?
No, it was Brady Hoke.
Oh, because Jim Harbaugh was also on Mike and Mike this week.
Yeah, but it was. But I meant okay. The two of them
we don't
together.
Care. This is Ohio State.
Did
week.
You get? Did are we getting played off like this is the Oscars? You won't even play the opening song. You want? Are you playing
That's
us
a good
off,
point.
Gibbs?
I guess
yeah,
so.
We're talking
what
Gibbs,
are you playing us off right now like it's the Oscars?
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Are you giving us the hook like it's the Apollo?
This is your new open. Starting Monday.
This is unbelievable.
Sounds like championship music to me.
Unbelievable.
See?
All right, we'll be back. We're going to keep talking nonsense. We'll take your calls, 216-578-0850. And we'll also take a look at the Browns' wide receiving core headed into 2015.